This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innalhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to gather here in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are grateful and thankful to Allah jalla wa ala for allowing us to witness the month of Ramadan. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to complete the month of Ramadan. We are grateful to Allah jalla wa ala for allowing us to fast the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one who fasts the month of Ramadan, having faith in Allah and hoping for the reward, then all of their previous sins will be forgiven. My brothers and sisters, we have glad tidings from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if we fasted the month of Ramadan, not being perfect, not making sure we do every single thing that we plan to do, but trying, hoping, believing in Allah, and hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our previous sins will be forgiven. My brothers and sisters, I want us to think about today as a new day, as the first day of the rest of our lives, a day on which we are reborn, a day in which we are cleansed from our sins, and we begin a new life post Ramadan, after Ramadan, a day on which we have learned the lessons of the month of Ramadan, where Allah Jalla wa Ala allowed us to do things in the month of Ramadan that we never thought possible for ourselves. We fasted during the days, we prayed during the night, we recited Quran, we helped one another, we gave charity, unlike possibly we've ever given charity before. This is an indication from Allah. This is proof from Allah for you and for me, my brothers and sisters, that we have the capacity for an immense amount of good. Sometimes the shaitan comes to us and tells us, you can't do it. You can't be a good Muslim. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't pray 5 times a day. You can't do charity. All this stuff. You just can't do it. And we proved the shaitan wrong in the month of Ramadan. We proved our own nafs, our own selves, when ourselves is talking to us and telling us we can't do it. In the month of Ramadan, we learned, my brothers and sisters, that Allah has given us the capacity for so much good. And so today, my brothers and sisters, is a day of celebration. A day on which we celebrate the success we have had in this previous month, my brothers and sisters. Today is a very, very special day. There are only 2 days in the whole year that are like today. You know, the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, and they said, the pagans have all these holidays and all these festivals. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has replaced that for you with something which is much better. Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, the day of Adha, the day of sacrifice, and the day of Fitr, which is today, my brothers and sisters. There is no celebration like the celebration of today. We may have other holidays, we may celebrate Mother's Day and this and that and anniversaries and birthdays and all that. None of that comes close to the celebration of the day of Eid, because this is the only day, along with Eid al-Adha, the day on which we are rewarded by Allah for celebrating. We are rewarded by Allah for having fun. We are rewarded by Allah for reaching out to our brothers and sisters and enjoying this day. There is no other day other than today in Eid al-Adha on which we are rewarded simply for celebrating, being in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a day of celebration. This is a day of thankfulness. And thankfulness, my brothers and sisters, means that we reach out to those who may need us today. With the blessings that Allah has given to us, we reach out to our neighbors, we reach out to our friends, and first and foremost, we reach out to our families. So if there is a family member that you haven't spoken to in a long time, today is the day to reach out to them. If there is a family member that you have been upset at, or a friend that you have been upset at, if there is someone you are holding something in your heart against them, or if there was something, some bad feeling in your heart, my brothers and sisters, today is the day to reach out and to make amends, because indeed part of our taqwa, part of our piety is silatul rahim, is to enjoy the ties of kinship. And my brothers and sisters, today is a day also of unity, because the shaytan has been let free, and know that the shaytan is upset. He is upset because we spent the last month worshiping Allah. We spent the last month, my brothers and sisters, coming together in this very hall to worship Allah, and the shaytan was upset. And now the goal of the shaytan will be, let me break them apart. Let me cause problems and differences and arguments and fights. And the shaytan will be working hard. So we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytan. We seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaytan. We make sure that our hearts are binded together, because the strength of our community, my brothers and sisters, does not lie in all of us agreeing, because that will never happen. We will never always agree on everything. The strength of our community lies in coming together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Come together, hold on to the rope of Allah together. And Allah says, do not be divided. Allah does not say, do not be different, because we will be different. We will have differences. We all come from different backgrounds. But Allah says, do not be divided. Allah did not say, وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا. Do not be different, do not have differences. It's part of life. We're going to have differences in the community, in our household, in our families. It's part of life. But Allah says, hold together to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. As it was the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I want to take just 2 minutes, if not less, to address my sisters that are here today to pray with us. The Prophet ﷺ would make special time on the day of Eid to deliver a khutbah to the women as well. And today I would like to do the same. My sisters in Islam, first and foremost, I would like to say to you, Jazakumullahu khayran jaza. May Allah reward you with the best of reward. Because indeed, my sisters, without you, our ummah would be broken. Without you, our communities would be broken. Without you, our communities would not be able to face the challenges that it faces. The reality is that there are people out there, there are people in the society that want to divide us on different levels. And sometimes they want to divide us by gender. They want to divide us as men and women. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us all together as believers. And we need you, and you need us, and that is the only way forward. When I spoke about unity, my brothers and sisters, that includes our sisters first and foremost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically addressed the women in the Quran, not because when Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, that women are excluded. But perhaps someone may think that Allah is only speaking to the men. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O believing women. So that women understand that their role in our communities, in our society, is a vital role. And then, as I said, without you, we will be broken. My sisters, I also know that you are not always appreciated. I know this because even as a man, it is part of human nature that we don't always recognize the efforts that we are putting in for one another. But I want to remind you, my sisters,
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُطِيعُ أَجَرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That if you have taqwa, if you are conscious of Allah, if you're leading your life in submission to Allah, and you have patience, then know that Allah does not allow the reward of those who do good to be lost. Even if men don't recognize it, even if your spouses don't recognize it, even if your children don't recognize it, even if your community doesn't recognize it, know that Allah Jalla wa Ala recognizes every ounce of effort that you have put in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that message is not only for my sisters, that message is for my brothers as well. Know that every ounce of effort that you put in for the sake of Allah is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we get recognition in this life or not. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity as we have been working towards sincerity in this last month. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of our deeds purely for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best of this life and the next life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a month in which our sins were forgiven, a month on which we were free from the hellfire, a month in which we attained barakah, blessings that will remain for the rest of the year. Hada wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Eidukum mubarak. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Please get up and greet one another. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
Thank you.